Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Once upon a time, there was a little pink-eyed cottontail rabbit named Pinky Winky. One day...
Is Snorter in this story, Mr. Abner?
No, this is about the rabbit, Cedric.
Oh, Snorter sure learned his lesson, didn't he?
One day, little Pinky Winky was sitting by the edge of a pool of clear blue water. He looked down into the water and saw a little gold-colored fish swim by.
I wish Snorter was in this story.
Now, you gotta be quiet, Cedric, or I won't read to you. Interrupt me. Pinky Winky's eyes grew very large as he looked at the little gold-colored fish swim by, and suddenly he cried, "That is what I want to be, a gold-colored fish, and swim underwater," he added. Then he said to himself...
For goodness sakes, Abner, what's going on here?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Doggies, I never heard you come in, Lum.
I told you to straighten up them books, not read them. Grannies, do I have to stay here every minute of the day to see that you do what I tell you?
Well, it takes a lot of time to straighten up books, Lum.
Well, it does the way you're doing it. You ought to be ashamed of yourself anyway, a fella your age reading books like that.
This weren't for me. I was reading them to Cedric. Don't you want Cedric to get educated?
Well, them kind of books ain't for Cedric.
What's wrong with them?
Well, I can understand them all right, Mr. Lum. In the other story, old Snorter, he's a little pig and he... What did he do, Mr. Abner?
Well, don't you recollect, Cedric? He seen a big field of green...
I don't care what he seen. I don't want to hear none of that prattle-prattle. Now, put them youngins' books back in the shelves and get them books straightened up like I told you. Grannies, this time we're going to run this library right.
All right, all right.
And you ain't going to buy no more lines to set out in front of it, neither.
I know
How is the line, Mr. Lum?
I don't know, and I don't care. Why them little Rollins youngins want that dad-blame lion for a pet, I'll never know.
Well, they love him. That's why, Lum. Doggies, did you see how cute they looked leading him around Sunday school?
Yeah, Grannies, I never was so embarrassed in all my life. All the fellers in the men's class would look over at them little kids playing with the lion, and then they'd look at me and say, "How's the big game hunter today?" and all such stuff as that.
Yeah.
Then they'd wink at one another and snicker and laugh. Disgusting.
Yeah, I heard him.
Well, come on, Mr. Abner. Read me what happens next to Pinky Winky. I like him nearly as good as I do Snorter.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't, Abner. You ain't reading none of that more to the Cedric. He's got work to do, so you better run on home, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
All right, Abner, get busy there. I'm going to clean up the feed room, and I want you to have that done by the time I'm through.
All right, I'll have it did.
Well, see that you do this time.
I said I would.
And he's everything in this store's in the worst mess I ever seen it.
I'll get it straightened up.
Reckon I better be going, Mr. Abner, if you ain't going to read to me no more.
Now, wait a minute. Now, don't go, Cedric. Wait till I get back there in the feed room good. I'll finish the story to you. I'll read real quiet.
Good. See if you can get Snorter into the story some way or other.
What? Not so loud now, Cedric.
I ain't talking loud.
You see, whereabouts was we at now?
Oh, don't you know, Pinky Winky just saw a colored fish and he wanted to be one too, and so he could swim underwater, don't you?
Here it is. Then Pinky Winky tried waving his tail back and forth like the little gold-colored fish was doing. But alas, his tail was so short it wouldn't wave.
Oh, of course not. Rabbit ain't got no tail, hardly.
No, quiet. Hardly. Don't make so much noise, Andy. This made Pinky Winky so mad, he jumped right into the pool and cried, "I will swim underwater without a tail." Well, but poor Pinky Winky could not swim underwater. Half drowned, he climbed out on the bank, coughing and choking.
I'll bet Snorter could have did it. Pigs can swim underwater.
Don't talk so loud, Cedric.
Small.
Now, Pinky Winky was more determined than ever that he was going to be a little gold-colored fish and swim underwater.
Never do.
So Pinky Winky turned away from the pool and shouted to Mr. Owl, who was quietly perched on a nearby limb, "Ha, ha, Mr. Owl, All you can do is sit on a limb and blink your eyes. But I'm going to be a gold-colored fish and swim underwater.
He wants to swim underwater, don't he?
Yeah. Mr. Owl just blinked twice and said, hoo-hoo, you can't do it. You can't do it. Hoo-hoo. Yes, I can. I'll find a way, shouted Pinky Winky in an angry voice, and off he ran.
Read that part about the owl again, Mr. Abner, that hoo-hoo business.
Oh, it's so loud, Cedric. We got to hurry. Now, it so happened that Mr. Freddy Fox overheard Pinky Winky make his boast about becoming a fish, and this was very bad because Mr. Freddy liked to eat little white rabbits.
That old Pinky Winky'd like to swim underwater, wouldn't he? Boy.
Don't talk so much, Cedric. So Mr. Freddy Fox, who was a very crafty fox, quickly thought up a plan to capture the little rabbit. He turned and ran straight to his friend, Bushytail, the sign painter.
Who?
Bushytail, that's another fox, I reckon.
Oh, funny
He's
name.
A sign painter. And he said to him, Bushytail, I want you to paint me a sign that says, Mr. Freddy Fox, swimming instructor. Special free lessons in underwater swimming.
Well, that's just what old Pinky wants to do, is learn to swim.
Well, of course, that's the idea. Freddy Fox is just doing that so he can catch Pinky Winky.
Ooh. Is Freddy going to eat up old Pinky?
I don't know yet. We got to read the rest of the story, Cindy.
You hope he don't eat him. I like Pinky Winky. Wish Snorty'd come along and help him.
Well, keep quiet now before Lum hears it.
Order.
So Mr. Freddy Fox took his sign and put it up in a near a pretty little stream. Then he hid in the bushes and waited for Pinky Winky to come along.
Uh-oh.
And sure enough, pretty soon Pinky Winky came slowly up to the stream, still wondering how he could become a little gold-colored fish.
You know why he wants to be a fish? So he can swim underwater.
I know that, Cedric. Hush up now. Pinky Winky cried for joy when he spied the sign which the crafty fox had put up. Now my wish will be granted, the rabbit said gleefully. Then he called out in a loud voice, Oh, Mr. Freddy Fox, where are you, Mr. Fox? I wish to take swimming lessons.
No, no, don't do that, Pinky. He'll eat you up. He'll eat you up. He's just a saying that.
So then Mr. Freddy Fox laughed to himself. Ha, 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 ha. And then he gave a great spring and leaped out of the bush straight at little Pinky.
No, no, get away, Pinky. Get away from
there,
Pinky.
Wait a minute, let me read this. And leaped out of the bush at little Pinky, and there was little Pinky.
What did I tell you about reading them stories? Don't try to deny it. I could hear every word you're reading clean out there in the feed room. Give me that book.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum. We're just about through here. Freddy Fox is just about to jump off.
I said, give me that book.
Dad, blame it.
Now, go on, straighten out the rest of them.
Well, won't you even let us see how it comes out?
No, sir. I'm taking this book with me so as you can get some work done. One, two goodness. Two grown men sitting here entertaining themselves reading children's bedtime stories. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves, both of you.
Well, I think they're interesting.
If you're going to read, you ought to read something that'll help you instead of wasting your time on something like this. Now, you can get interested in them children's stories is more than I can see. Now, go on, get your work done.
Dad, blame that Lum. If he hadn't taken that book with him, Cedric, we could have read it in a whisper and found out how it come out.
Yes, Lum. Poor little Pinky Winky. Had to leave him and that old fox jumping right on him.
Yeah, Dad, blame it. I wished I was there to help the little feller.
Oh, he'll get out of it some way or other.
Why, how could he, Cedric? A little rabbit like him can't whip a great big fox.
Maybe old Snorter will come along and help him.
Snorter?
Yes, Ma. I bet that's what happened. Snorter saved him. He licked the fox and saved little Pinky Winky.
Why, he couldn't have did that, Cedric. Snorter weren't even in this story.
Well, maybe he stopped by there on his way home, though.
Stopped by where?
You was reading there where Snorter limped home a sadder but wiser piggy. He might have stopped by that swimming hole on his way home.
Oh, no. No, that was the end of that other story, Cedric. Snorter couldn't have helped him. No, I'm just afeard the fox got Pinky.
I still believe Snorter saved him.
No, he never. The fox ate him up just short of the world.
No, he never. Snorter saved him. Snorter
Why, he
saved
never
him.
Done no such a thing, Cedric. Pinky
Granny,
Winky's a goner.
You're both wrong.
Huh?
When Freddy Fox jumped at Pinky Winky, he hit his head on the sign and fell in the creek and drowned.
He did? Well, good for him.
And Pinky Winky went hippity-hop, hippity-hop. Here.
Huh?
Put this book in the shelf and keep it there. Very odd is you and Cedric, two grown men wasting your time reading children's bedtime stories.